Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up at 9:45, we'll do Caps Trivia Reloaded. One and done. If you get the trivia question correct, you'll be going to the Caps game tomorrow night, Game 3 at Capital One Arena. So that's coming up at 9:45. And we're going to test you. We're actually going to make it semi-difficult because you got to earn these. You got to earn these. These are playoff tickets. Or maybe we'll dumb them down because people don't know anything.
Out of the 8 questions which I gave, only 2 were answered correctly.
Correct. So we'll do that at
and 9:45. And I had 50-50 balls in there on Canadian or American.
So that's coming up later this hour. But it is now time for, it's a rite of passage. It happens every single year. It is time for the 2024 Junkies NFL Mock Draft. Draft is officially opened. We do this every single year. You know how this works.
And we're doing 16
picks. We're doing 16 picks because obviously we're doing the Commanders pick at number 2. And now we have a theoretical trade back into the first round at number 16.
Mm-hmm.
EB will make both Commanders picks.
All right.
He will pick at 2 and he will pick at 16. And we have various station luminaries from 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 making the rest of the picks. Yes.
Also, my daughter will be making a pick, Isabella, because
correct.
It is Bring Your Kid to Work Day, and she wants her ADs. She wants
to
be on TV.
Yep, even the youngsters want those ADs.
You're telling her what to pick. She's voicing it.
No, she's
hasn't studied the draft board that closely.
Right.
So we will see.
All right, so without further ado, let's go out to who holds the number one overall pick. That's the Chicago Bears. And picking for the Chicago Bears is one, J.P. Finley.
Fins, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
All right. Relax, everybody. J.P., what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? I'm honored to go first overall. This is fun.
Yeah.
Last year, J.P. Finley had Houston, and with the second pick, he took C.J. Stroud.
Ooh, oh, nice.
And then he took Tyree Wilson with the 12th pick. So remember, Houston had 2 picks in the first round.
And he had 2 picks. All right.
Nice. All right. I'm sure you've been laboring over this. I don't know. You and I had a discussion yesterday, J.P., about who we take one overall. This would be interesting. Now, this is who J.P. would take or who he thinks the Bears are going to take.
This is your pick. This is the guy you want.
All right, you're
the GM. You're not trying to predict what the team's going to do.
Right.
Okay. Yes. And Bickle, we did have a good conversation, and frankly, I think there is a real discussion about who should go number one, whether it's Jaden Daniels or it's Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when people talk about Jaden versus Drake, and they talk about Drake being younger and the potential being higher, I put Caleb in that same vein.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've only seen Caleb Williams kind of scratch the surface. I think there are very few college prospects that are better at keeping their eyes downfield as a play breaks down than Caleb Williams. I think he has an absolutely electric arm. He can make all the throws. I think Caleb Williams in the evolution of quarterbacking as put forward by Patrick Mahomes, is an electric playmaker, and the pick is in.
Here we go.
All right.
With the first overall pick in the 2024 Junkies mock draft, taking Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears.
There it is. Not a lot of drama there. All right. GM JP Finley.
Nice job, JP.
You stick around because you're also picking for the Bears at number 9. You have to see how the draft board plays out.
Yep.
Got to watch it fall. Thank you, fellas.
All right. We'll get back to you shortly. All right. So now the Commanders are on the clock. Eric Bickle, acting GM. He went and shoved Adam Peters straight out of his office, and he's making the pick.
I was hoping Finley was going to take Jaden.
I swear to God, man. I told JP, man, if I was the Bears, I'd take Jaden 1-1, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I literally just looked up Pro Football Focus's overall board. Do you know where they have Jaden Daniels in their overall board?
No idea.
21!
No.
Behind.
They have him 21.
Might be reaching.
Behind what quarterback?
By the way, this is why I wouldn't be a good GM. This would cause me panic right before I wrote the name down on the card.
This is what I told Grant and Danny yesterday. You're the typical fantasy football owner that has a plan, and then the last second you scramble.
And then you make
a different pick.
Yes.
And then 2 minutes later you go, I always hate my draft.
You
don't stick to your board. He's getting swayed.
How does PFF have Jaden Daniels is the here. This is what they say about Jaden Daniels. Real quick, before he takes Jaden Daniels.
All
right, this is what they say. Daniels' rushing ability and fundamentals give him a high floor as a player who could put a ton of stress on a defense. His arm talent is good enough to give him a decently high ceiling
and like
make him a worthy first-round pick.
Who's number 20 on their board?
They have Amarius Mims ahead of him.
That's the tackle.
They have Jared Verse ahead of him. J.C. Latham ahead of him.
Bunch of tackles.
The Penn State tackle. They have everybody ahead of them.
What quarterbacks do they have ahead of them?
They have...
obviously Caleb.
Drake May ahead of them, and they have Caleb ahead of them.
That's it? Okay. So they got... Well, I mean, just by comparison, CBS Sports has Daniel 6 overall. Now, behind May, who's 5, but... Yeah, it's just
all right, but I've been doing my research. I think he's the most exciting player in a draft.
All right.
I'm going to kind of hold my nose while I do it, but I'm going to take the guy that won the Heisman Trophy in 2023, the Walter Camp Award, the AP College Football Player Award, the Davey O'Brien Award, the Manning Award, the Johnny Unitas Award, the SN Player of the Year Award, whatever that is, Consensus All-American, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. The Washington Commanders are drafting Jaden Daniels.
The pick is in.
The pick is officially in. We're back-to-back quarterbacks.
So with the second pick in the 2024 Junkies NFL mock draft, the Commanders select Jaden Daniels.
Last year, Eric took Darnell Wright, tackle.
Mm. Yeah, I think he was gone before.
I think he went like 10th to the Bears,
somewhere
around there. All right, so now on the clock, the New England Patriots, JP / Isabella making the pick for the New England Patriots.
All right, so we talked about this last night. There are a lot of teams that want to move into the three hole, want to trade up, looking at guys like J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, but we're not interested. We need to replace Tom Brady. Mac Jones didn't work out, so the pick is in.
Damn.
We are going to take Drake May.
Drake May?
Drake May is the pick. So three straight quarterbacks.
Wow, three QBs.
Nice job, Isabella.
2024.
Nice job, sweetie.
Good job. Mock NFL draft.
JP, nicely done.
JP took last year Dalton Kincaid with the 14th pick. Mm,
I liked him as a rookie. He's going to have a bigger role this year with no Stephon Diggs there in Buffalo. All right, so three straight quarterbacks off the board. Let's now go out to the desert where Kevin Sheehan is presiding over the Arizona Cardinals' number 4 pick.
Hey, Kev.
It's early out here, boys.
Getting
ready to get teed up in a little bit.
Nice.
What's going on?
What's up, Kevin?
What's up, bro?
Who'd I pick last year?
Valdez.
You took Christian Gonzalez.
All right. He was good.
With the Lions
hurt.
I think it was a sixth pick.
The Commanders should have picked. Yeah, they botched it.
Curious, Sheehan, would you be happy with the Jaden Daniels pick, or are you a Drake May guy?
No, he's a Jaden guy.
He's a Daniels guy.
Yeah, I'm a Jaden guy.
Yep.
The PFF number is a little bit frightening, but I think our lads had him as the number one in their draft on their draft board, he was the number one overall player ahead of Caleb.
Yep.
Right, right.
So all right.
You can find what you want to find.
Exactly.
I wasn't looking for that.
Eye of the beholder.
Eye of the beholder. I've been saying it for 2 months. Slapped
you in the face.
Yeah, slapped me in the face. It made me puke. All right, who's Kevin picking for now?
He's picking for the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona.
Okay.
All right, this could be your boy. Should be.
So, I mean, does anybody really believe in Kyler Murray? I guess they do, so I'm picking on behalf of them. They probably will trade out of this spot, but I'm not allowed to do that, right?
Nope, correct. No trades here.
All right, the selection is Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. But to me, guys, it's close between him and Odunze from Washington. But I'll go Marvin Harrison Jr. I'll go the Bloodlines. They need a receiver. They really don't have any receivers on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's the pick for the Cardinals, who were awful last year and the year before.
All right. Thanks, GM Kevin
nice
Sheehan.
Job,
we
Kev.
Appreciate
Thank
that.
You, buddy.
So that breaks a streak of quarterbacks. Marvin Harrison Jr., the first non-QB off the board. Mm. All right.
And this is gone mostly by its conventional wisdom, right?
Yes,
so far,
pretty much
according to a lot of the mocks, this is the way a lot of them have unfolded.
Maybe they'll flip a little bit now with AWOD.
AWOD right. Picking for your Los Angeles Chargers.
Adam.
Good morning, boys. Chargers feeling really good about this draft here. A lot of prospects that we really like, and we feel great about bringing in Coach Harbaugh. And that's why Coach Harbaugh developed J.J. McCarthy. And so we feel really confident that J.J. McCarthy will be a great starting quarterback in the NFL. And so the pick is in. The L.A. Chargers select with the 5th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Junkies Mock Draft quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
What? Wow, that's a wild card.
That's a dummy. What a dummy.
You're so they're going to trade Justin Herbert?
Yeah, where are they trading Herbert?
We're taking calls. Justin Herbert is available.
All right, so that's the
media quarterback. Don't need him. Goodbye. Harbaugh era begins now.
Hey, are you a Jaden or a Drake guy for the number 2 pick?
I'm a Jaden guy, but I'm a Caleb Williams guy. He will become a Pro Bowler.
I bet you're
a
Caleb Williams guy.
We traded up for him.
Right, right.
All right, thank you, General Manager AWOD, for the Chargers. The first real wrinkle, J.J.
McCarthy.
You just
ruined the mock.
The only thing is, he may go number 5 if the Chargers trade out of it.
Right, right.
Some people believe the Chargers are going to trade down to acquire more picks as they rebuild the team.
I'm not
with
saying
Harbaugh.
Minnesota couldn't jump up or, you know, the Giants. I don't know.
Last time he did this, we laughed at him and called him an idiot for taking John Ross at number 9.
Right.
And the Bengals did it.
Jeez.
What do you think the chances are that Harbaugh would do that?
Very slim. But there was a rumor like 2 months ago, a month or two ago, that they would do
it. Yeah, but if he did it, he'd have to move Herbert first, right? Could he move Herbert after he did it?
Got less leverage.
You're not going to trade Herbert before you know he's there.
Yeah.
It ain't
happening.
All right, so J.J. McCarthy off the board. Now we're to pick number 6, held by the New York Giants. Picking for the Giants, 1, Grant Paulson.
Grant, how are you, buddy?
GP.
I'm just finishing a tweet here. My sources are telling me AWOD and his entire staff just got blown out.
They just got fired.
Hey, GP, did you happen to hear EB's logic before the Jaden Daniels? Like I told you yesterday when I was on with you.
I called it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I took him, but I didn't think I'd see PFF have him ranked 21 overall on their big board.
EB, yesterday he was on with us and he goes, if it's at 1, his order is this. If it's at 2, his order changes.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if Grant should be throwing shade at AWOD, because in last year's draft, he traded up from 14 to 11 for the Pats to take Will Levis.
Oh.
He was a Will Levis
guy.
That's
a big trade up, too. That's draft capital you're parting with.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
Somebody tweeted he was a Zach Wilson guy a few years ago. Is that true?
That's the biggest blemish in my quarterback game. I feel like I've got a pretty good batting average. And by the way, the Patriots would be in a lot better shape if they did that last year. Having said that, that's the one that I'll never, like, I always look at and cringe. I was a huge Zach Wilson guy. Huge.
Yeah.
It's all good. I liked Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning back in the day.
I tried to tell him.
You
he wouldn't
recover.
Listen to me.
You can recover.
I will say, almost worked out, JP. Almost.
I will say, Grant, you convinced me to be a May guy now.
Steamed up for that. I like that.
Do you have
no matter what they do, guys, I'm not going to be upset, but yeah. I've just got more concerns with Jaden than the other guys.
Are you getting any intel at all from the Skins? Not from your buddies that are on the other teams, but from the Skins?
No, and I mean this. I mean, this is – even the guys over there, they're nice. They're responding. I was texting with guys last night and talking about being excited. They are giving absolutely nothing in a way. 20-plus years I've never experienced. It's
perfect.
Crazy. But I don't hate it. I mean,
it
I love
be.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they were more revealing in the last few years about – top picks?
Well, in the last few years, you could ask, whatever you wanted and get an answer within a couple minutes.
I mean, Jay told everybody the owner's going to pick Haskins a month before.
Yeah, what about Ron? I can't remember what Ron was saying.
Ron was, for all of his issues that he had, he's a really good guy, really responsive to the media, and was good to the media. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not necessarily going to give you he's not telling you it's Emmanuel Forbes the night before the draft, but they give you a lot of intel and kind of tell you what they were thinking. It's clear to me, Peters, Newmark Company, they're comfortable in their own skin. They don't need anybody seeing it the way they see it. They're just rolling the way they want to.
All right, Jeeps, who are you looking at for the Commanders' in-division rival, the New York Giants?
Yeah, the pick is in here, boys.
The pick is in.
I actually get to drop one of my hottest draft takes by making my selection, and that is that LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers will have a better career than Marvin Harrison, who's going to be outstanding as well. I think Nabers is going to be a top 10 wide receiver. The Giants get their best weapon post Odell Beckham Jr. in his prime. They get Malik Nabers, who continues the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, LSU wide receiver, becoming an elite player trade at the top of the board.
Curious, GP, had AWOD not selected J.J. McCarthy, what would you have done?
Still go Nabers. They need a weapon. You're paying Jones. They can get out of that next year, but I think the quarterback stuff with them has mostly been smoke. This is such a special receiver class. If they don't come away with Nabers or Dunze, I think they'll be kicking themselves.
All right, Jeeps, thank you for the pick. Malik Nabers off the board. It's been all offense so far through six picks.
It's the way you like it.
Will Valdez, who is representing the Tennessee Titans, will he shake it up and take a defensive player with the number 7 pick?
Last year, I took Devin Witherspoon with the Falcons number 8 pick.
Okay.
I think that was a hit.
He was a stud for Seattle.
We have a lot of needs.
Yeah.
We really do. We're in a division where it's an arms race. I feel like Houston got a lot better this offseason. Mm-hmm. We have to contend with the Jaguars. We got a lot to build on.
The Colts are decent,
The Colts. We have a new head coach. We need a spark. We need something. We need offense. We need defense. We need a lot. So we're going to make a splash. And nothing gets it done like battling in the trenches. And that's why the pick is in.
Gross.
We're taking the best tackle on the board, Joe Alt.
Yuck.
That's a sexy pick right there.
You got me steamed up. I thought you were gonna zag. You pick it like a wideout too high. You pick an offensive lineman. I mean, solid pick, but.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No sizzle.
Games are won in the trenches, boys.
All right, so Joe Alt goes off the board. Yep. The first non-skill player. All right, that leads us to the number 8 pick, the Atlanta Falcons. GM, drab t-shirt with the pick.
I really think the Falcons are the most boring team in this draft here in the top 16 because not a lot of excitement for this pick from anybody.
Right.
Here, the Falcons have edge rush, defensive line, cornerback needs, dead last in pass rush win rate last year. But my co-GM was on record saying recently, when we talk about best player available, it's best player available for us. The key is not reaching for needs. Today's surplus is tomorrow's necessity.
Who is this co-GM you're speaking of?
The real GM of the Falcons recently said that.
Okay.
What's a surplus?
Surplus.
It's when you have extra.
Surplus.
You said surplus.
Well, he wasn't.
Sounded like circus.
That's because that's how they say it in Spain.
I mean, he's a football scout. Right. He's not a Mensa. Okay? He's not a Rhodes scholar. Right.
I'm trying to throw him off his game.
He loves to do that. Valdez's favorite bit is to do that one. The attention's on me. God forbid Valdez does have attention for 2 seconds on this.
Is that what it is?
All right. The pick is in.
All right. Number 8.
At number 8, we're going to keep the ball rolling on offense. We're going to take the best wide receiver in the draft, Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington to the Falcons. We're loading up for Kirk. We're going to be wearing chains all over Atlanta.
Take somebody
GM
from
draft
Washington.
T-shirt only scouts Pac-12 or teams that used to be in the Pac-12 team. So not a shocking pick there for the Falcons at number 8. We've got to take a break. When we come back, the Bears are officially back on the clock.
Finley.
J.P. Finley took Caleb Williams at number 1. Who will he take at number 9? And we will have picks 9 through 16 when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.